you recently published a paper in the Journal of Drug and Alcohol Dependence in which you compared male to female sensitivity to THC in rodents. Would you describe your study?
Yes, we were looking at the pain-relieving effects of THC in male and female rats, and we wanted to know whether males or females would develop tolerance to the pain-relieving effects of THC to the same extent. The reason that's important is that for people who are using medical marijuana, for example, they would hope that their levels of pain relief they get, if that's the reason they're taking it, would remain stable over time so that they wouldn't have to increase the dose they're using to still get a good pain relief. And what we found is that the females, after 9 days of THC exposure, developed significantly more tolerance than the males did. So they needed a higher dose after 9 days than the males in order to still get pain relief.
Hmm.
So, of course, now what we need to know is that sex difference the same in humans? So that study hasn't been done yet, but the importance of the rodent study is that it tells us that the gender of the subject may be an important variable to investigate in human research.
I've read that most of the clinical studies on THC over time have been conducted on males. What's the situation there?
Yeah, back in 1993, the National Institutes of Health, which of course funds a number of researchers like myself, indicated that people who conduct research in humans, so anybody who's conducting a clinical trial to look at a drug effect, for example, needed to either start including women in those studies or they had to give a good reason why they would exclude women. So up until 1993, even in human studies, you did not have to include women in your studies. And a lot of researchers chose not to because, at least theoretically, women are considered more complicated because they have fluctuating hormones, and those may interact with the drug. But starting in 1993, the NIH started requiring researchers to include women. Now, only this year has the NIH now stated that people like me who conduct research, even in animals, need to start including females in research because there's now so much evidence on a number of different fronts, not just about marijuana, but many other drugs and some other biomedical phenomena that females are a little different than males. And we know very, very little about how females respond to or how females' response might be different than males.
It's easy to generate a list of current cannabis research on the NIH website, and I would say that almost all of the studies focus on the negative effects of cannabis and or the treatment of addiction, but I sense that your study is different. Is it a sign that things are changing at the NIH?
I think so. I think there's real growing interest, probably because we now have, what, over 20 states that have medical marijuana laws, and we now have 2 states with recreational marijuana laws. I think it's a sign that the people are speaking out in favor of not just using cannabis as a medication or a recreational drug, but also wanting to understand more about its effects. And so I believe the NIH will respond positively now. They have always funded some cannabis-related research, but it's definitely increasing now.
I gather from what you said here and what I've read that you can only conclude so much about humans from a study of rodents. But what's the upshot of your study? Will it help guide next steps?
Well, I always hope that my research will help to guide the folks who conduct research in humans. So one of the things that rodent studies can help us do is zero in on the most important things to look at in humans. And I'll give you an example. I believe that some of our research in rodents, so we've been showing sex differences in cannabinoid effects for several years now, and there is now one group at Columbia University laboratory run by Dr. Margaret Haney, they just published a study this year showing sex differences in cannabinoid effects in humans. So, and it's one of the first studies that's been done comparing men's and women's response to marijuana in humans. So I think that's a really important step forward. They're the only laboratory that I know that's doing this kind of work in humans, but I don't think it would have happened had they not seen some of our work in rodents.
Well, Rebecca Kraft, thanks so much for taking time to chat with Cannabis Radio News.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.